With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studio, the exclusive home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Mike has an issue with Ken Jong-un and his plan for football and fans in the spring, not in the fall. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? I'm trying to understand how this is going to work because you have the Super Bowl. So what, OTA start like a week after the Super Bowl for the following season?
Yeah, when's the following season start?
So we're letting OTAs dictate our plan.
No, but when does the following season start?
Well, you have a Super Bowl in June, have a couple months off, and you ramp it up again in late summer.
Okay, oh, that sounds reasonable.
Why?
They only need 2 months off.
Beat up at all? Nah.
Off-season surgeries, Ken. People rehabilitating injuries sustained in the human car accident parade that is NFL football.
You'll get 2 months off.
That's all you need. 2 months, Greg.
Human car accident parade, also the new name of Ken and Fitzy's new weekend show.
So, if the Patriots feel like they are able to find a way to get 13,000 fans in there, socially distanced, with masks on, washing their hands routinely, what is the issue with that? What is so risky about that, Ken? It's outside.
Yeah, I just see a disaster. I mean, there's no bubble. Players are going to be going everywhere. I mean, did you see that story in South America? They had some boat where they quarantined people
with
for
Wiggy
2 weeks.
On it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Wiggy was not on this boat. But yes, very interesting. 35 guys on a boat that was out to sea for an extended period of time.
2 years.
Returned, and they got the virus, the Vitas. And nobody knows how they got it out there because they weren't exposed to anybody other than the people that they were with.
It's a ghost virus.
Yeah.
Seriously. They were on the boat, isolated from everyone, and came back to shore.
I don't have the full details. I'm getting the details.
Virus bird?
But the point is probably there was a false negative. They got on the boat. Everybody thought they were clean. And then everybody on the boat got it. So in the NFL, one false negative, you get people, your whole team gets it. I mean, it's just so risky. I mean, Why? If you have a vaccine in the works, great news yesterday. Boom.
Ken, do you know how risky playing football is? Just on a Sunday playing football.
It was a 7 on Greg's list last week.
No, I'm talking about the actual sport of football, how risky it is to your health. It's far more risky and far more dangerous and far more likely that you get CTE playing football.
But they're going out in public. There's no bubble plan.
What? I know, but these people are in great shape. They're not going to die of COVID.
They're not.
Let them fight it out.
What is the bubble plan have to do with fans being at the stadium? What did the two have to do with each other?
Well, that's a separate issue.
Are you worried that droplets are going to come from the 300s down onto the field and infect Cam Newton? Is that your concern?
No, my concern is that's economics. It's just business sense to wait until you get a full stadium. You're a businessman. I thought you would grasp this. I mean, what?
I'm suggesting that NFL owners would like to get some money in before the end of the year, and the most popular sport in the United States of America is played in the fall. It's not played in the spring. It's played in the fall.
Typically, is hockey typically played in August? I mean, but we're having it.
Yes, it's a shortened season, so. Major League Baseball is a shortened season. The NFL already has a short season.
And there's going to be no preseason. My plan gets a full preseason.
And that's a win for who? Have you been to a preseason game? Oh, Greg, imagine that. Football in mid-March. Preseason in February.
Two extra home gates for you.
Oh.
So I have the details on those Argentine sailors.
Yes.
Before they left, everyone tested negative.
When did they leave?
They were at sea for about 35 days.
Okay, because you said 2 years.
Yeah,
so it was 35 days.
I was looking at something different.
Okay, so before they left, everybody tested negative.
Now, they had to bring the fishing trawler back into port because 57 they started exhibiting symptoms of COVID. They tested them. 57 out of 61 crew members were diagnosed as having COVID-19. They say that all crew members had undergone 14 days of mandatory quarantine in a hotel. Prior to that, they had negative test results. Two other sailors tested negative. Two others awaiting results. They have no idea how they got this stuff because they had only gotten supplies from one port. They had cleaned everything. They all went off together. They have no idea. So the entire crew is in isolation now. It's nuts.
How do you think they got it?
ASIMP.
Classic
ASIMP, Greg. That's a classic ASIMP if I ever heard one. Classic. Oh, they went into one port and everything was cleaned? Oh, maybe no one scurried off for a quick snack at port? You know what I mean? Little port snack?
Mm-hmm. Sub?
What's her
all
name?
It takes.
Subway?
Yep.
Yep.
Subway in Lisbon.
Ugly Anna came on board the ship.
Oh, Portuguese Subway is great. Chorizo and that sweet muffin.
But how?
Well, that's code. Oh, jeez.
How pathetic is it for Belichick, though? The second Brady leaves, he starts doing national ad campaigns for a sub company.
Rubbing it in. Great work.
Thank you, Ken. Curtis, you're missing the whole point. He's specifically doing this. He's like, what is possibly the most anti-Tom Brady thing? I mean, if he could get a deal promoting sweet tarts or Sour Patch Kids, I'm sure Belichick would.
I mean, I don't think this is the worst. I mean, if he did, you know, Budweiser or Pizza Hut, I think Subway's relatively healthy.
Yes.
Very healthy. Very healthy. It's very healthy.
Very healthy.
Yes.
In the media yesterday on Twitter was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Bill, oh, you look so cute in the Branford green. So embarrassing.
It was the best Belichick outfit ever. Horizontal striped golf shirt, pressed khakis, and white sneakers.
They had a crisp line in them, those khakis.
A very crisp khaki line.
But he doesn't need the money. I mean, he's not doing it. He's doing it for, he's got to be doing it for image.
Which is why I said Linda probably said, Bill, they're a national chain. It's a funny little script. Maybe they hit him with a pitch he couldn't resist. And for all we know, he's either getting another boat or making an addition to the house in Nantucket. And she tells him, this is a great way to, you know, broaden your fan base post-Brady because it's all about you. I there's no chance he just decided randomly, like, you know, I really feel like endorsing a national sandwich.
Wait. You're saying that she told him that the best way to get away from the Brady Belichick argument is to do a Subway commercial?
Yep. Establish his own. What if it kills? What if he's got great comic timing in the bit?
What if he's got great comic timing?
Are you kidding?
Oh,
he's the Milton Berle of our generation, and not just because of his trouser snake.
What if he actually needs the money because Linda has a little Bianca De La Garza in her?
Oh, boy.
And he's fresh out of cash.
Oh. I don't think so.
At
13 million a season, Curtis? Come on.
But he obviously doesn't need to. Why is he coaching? That's about his image, too, right? I mean, he doesn't need the money. He's already got all the records.
That's a completely different thing. I just don't know what it is about Subway that appealed to Bill Belichick for the first time. I mean, it must have been offered hundreds of endorsement deals in the past.
I would have expected the MyPillow guy with the Trump connection. Really.
Mike Lindell. Well, he turned all his factories over to making masks, so he can't afford Belichick.
I commend him for that.
He's a great American.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call, you want to be on this morning, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Larry the Lawyer is going to join us coming up at 8:15 to answer all of your legal questions for free. That is Ask an Attorney, 8:15 on today's show.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you are trying to lose weight that you put on the last few months, you've realized it's harder to take it off than it was to put on. It doesn't have to be. Awaken180weightloss.com is the place to go. Fitzy's lead this morning was regarding the new board in studio there. We had a go-stay Brady board. It's now who starts week one, right? Stidham v. Cam Newton?
That's correct. We have to get all your names on the board before the show is over. Cam with Fourier, Fitzy, and Mutt. Stidham with Ordway.
I thought maybe Ordway would be by himself there for many months, but Steve Smith is another guy who thinks Stidham is the player that will start week one. He said this to WFNZ Radio.
The interesting part that let's go ahead and dial it back a little bit and say right now it's Stenham's job to lose.
You think so? Okay.
Right? I'm pretty sure the guy who was on the roster prior to getting a free agent guy that signed the league minimum that's incentivized would say, money talks, BS walks.
I mean, that would be stunning, especially with Cam now with the YouTube special, and he would come in and not start week one.
Would he be happy? Would he be gruntled all season if he's not the starter?
Full gruntle. Max gruntle, yes. There's zero chance he would stay on the roster. He'd ask for his release, or the Patriots would cut him. Why are they? They're only on the hook for $550,000, and just all the posturing everyone's doing. Oh, the contract for Cam. Oh, people are afraid of him because he's an African-American male and because he's brash and cocky. It's an absolute nonsense. If the guy can play, he's going to be an absolute stud and a fine for the Patriots. And if he can't, goodbye, and the Stidham era begins.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Wiggy spent 45 minutes yesterday talking about how he's only being criticized because he's black.
And, why are we playing the race card at this point? Why does race have anything to do with it?
Both Skip and Shannon said it was a race thing.
Okay,
on
good.
Their
so
show.
It's definitely
they
not
did?
Then.
Uh-huh. Yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Same thing that I guess Fourier wasn't saying race, but same thing that Wiggy was saying.
Oh, we have audio of Shannon Sharp. And because it was
Aaron go ahead.
I was going to say, the Cam's audio that was making the rounds, this is probably the most viral soundbite from yesterday on the YouTube
special. We have to talk about the elephant in the room. And it's like, you know who you coming after. You know? And I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah. What he was, what he is great. Needs no even talking about it. But one thing about it, though, you, Coach McDaniels, you able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now. All right, you getting a dog. You getting one of these ticked off dogs too. That's like, bro. And I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, who we play? That team passed on me. Okay, that team passed on me. They couldn't.
All right, what's wrong with that? I don't understand what is wrong with being confident.
And it's different than Brady had the humble confidence where, you know, he was just one guy, but he was at the same time, he was the storm and the river. And now Cam Newton's coming in all jacked up, wearing the safari hat, drinking Cabernet, smoking cigars, holding court. Great. Fun. This is a completely different show. Sign me up. Let's go.
Greg, what's wrong with
what's
that?
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing actually wrong with it.
You got Cam
it's
Newton.
It's so pathetic.
Why is it pathetic?
Because this guy is everything Brady wasn't. We said Brady was the greatest for 20 years. This guy comes in and we're like, oh, good. This is the breath of fresh air we need.
You're going to have Bill filming commercials mid-game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, God. It's going to be a completely different attitude down there this season, Curtis.
He's going to be like Garth in Wayne's World at his press conference with 15 different companies he's advertising for.
And if only you guys, I have to say this before we go. If only you guys could have seen the sad on Downstairs Joe's face when he saw us erasing the Brady Stay or Go board. He comes in and said, but I wanted to frame that.
And big day for Joe Tooney. This is franchise tag deadline day. So if they don't get a long-term extension worked out now, Tooney will play for $14.78 million. It doesn't look like Dak Prescott will get that worked out either. And that's what's trending.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Did racism, or at least what I'm going to term an old-fashioned white mindset, play a role in this? Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
There's still too many older white men in power, in decision-making power in the National Football League, who were raised racist by their parents. That doesn't mean they are racist, but they're still a subliminal racist mindset working, if you will. Mm-hmm.
You do realize that Peyton Manning missed 19 months, had neck fusion surgery. Many of the doctors, even the coach team doctor, flunked him on a physical. A lot of doctors would not pass him. He got $58 million to sign. Drew Brees ripped his arm out the socket. The Miami Dolphins flunked him on a physical. He got 6 years, $60 million with $10 million signing bonus.
The bargain that Cam Newton gave the New England Patriots, or the bargain that they got, Curtis, because there's a bunch of white racists in the NFL? Is that what those guys are saying?
So you're going to judge a GM's father for why Cam Newton signed with the Patriots for $1 million. Secondly, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, say what you will about them. I can't even believe he even said Drew Brees' name. I mean, my God, I think they bleeped that. They were bargains for those deals. They each won Super Bowls in those cities. Drew won one in New Orleans. Peyton won one in Denver. And those were great contracts they signed. So I don't think if you ask John Elway or, you know, the Benson family in New Orleans, I think they both would have given them double to get what they got out of those two contracts. So it's a horrible analogy. And they were both Peyton Manning is arguably the greatest regular season quarterback in the history of the game. Cam Newton is not.
No. I mean, as you're fond of pointing out, last eight games, he was 0-8.
And he has three winning seasons. I'm sorry.
And injury issues, theoretically. So,
Chris Sims did his rankings, and he had Cam Newton as the 10th best quarterback in the league. So you have to admit, if he's the 10th best quarterback in the league to sign for $1 million, then something is going on.
We cannot cite Chris Sims.
Please don't tell me that you think it's about that particular issue.
I don't think it's the major factor, but I mean, you think it's a factor in it? I think the Cam Newton experience is a turnoff to some of these older white executives.
Okay.
Could be.
No, could the experience be a turnoff to the executive, regardless of what their skin color is, because that's not what they want on their team?
Why can't that be part of the equation? I'm not saying they're racist. It's probably part of the conversation.
What conversation?
Yeah. Do you sign him or not?
You think the race comes in that conversation?
Do you sign the 10th best quarterback in the league? Well, is he a distraction? I don't know.
He's not the 10th best quarterback in the league. Chris Sims is a buffoon, so let's stop citing him. We have always mocked him on the show.
I like his rankings.
And you have to drink every time somebody says, if he's healthy, because that's the new normal of Cam Newton. Yes.
And obviously, Cam Newton doesn't have the trust as a quarterback across the league that Drew Brees and Peyton Manning did. I assure you, if Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson were free agents, there would not be that conversation. It would be, let's get the reigning MVP or get probably the best quarterback in the NFC right now, or second best after Brady, Russell Wilson.
The Patriots, were at the point that he was at, the Patriots were really the only option when it came to potentially being a starter.
How many teams were in on Cam Newton? How many teams needed him? How many teams presented an opportunity for him to start? Two, maybe three? And look, if you put in a bid on something on eBay and you go way below what you think you should put in, and then you find out you won the auction, do you have to send an apology email to everybody afterwards? Like, I'm so sorry that I won this leather jacket that should be $500 for 20 bucks.
No one else jumped on it.
It's not your fault.
Right? Okay.
Why do you have to constantly apologize?
Was Colin Kaepernick blackballed by NFL owners?
That's a different story.
Was he or was he not?
I don't know that he was.
Oh, I feel like he was.
Yes, he was.
What? I feel like he was.
100%. Colin Kaepernick. Okay, yes, that's why he won. That's why he won a collusion suit. That's why he and Eric Reed were paid.
He did not win a collusion suit. He settled.
He took a settlement.
He only got $4 million. He got much more from his Nike deal than he did from the league. If he had great evidence of collusion and him being blackballed, he would have gotten a lot more money than that.
So your belief is that every NFL owner got together, had a secret meeting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And decided Colin Kaepernick, we're done with him. Nobody's going to sign him, even if somebody felt he could help their football team win a Super Bowl.
Yes, because otherwise, why would a guy who had just gone to the Super Bowl 3 years prior and was considered the most physically freakish talent?
He wasn't even a starter.
To not bring him in for a workout, to not even just like kick the tires, check the tape, have him come in, chuck a few balls, maybe take a look at the playbook. Didn't get a workout, but stiffs like Josh Jackson got to start games in the league who hadn't even played in years. And Chase Daniels continues to get, what, $5, $7 million? Sam Bradford got $20 million, and Colin Kaepernick couldn't get a cup of coffee?
But that falls into the same conversation, though, Nick, that Wiggy always says. He says there wasn't that many teams for Cam Newton because he didn't want to sign to be a backup.
Correct.
That's why he's a Patriot. Not because he's not a good quarterback, Wiggy says, but because he didn't want to go to a place where he'd be a backup. I believe early on, and for the majority of Colin Kaepernick's time as a free agent, he wanted to be a starter, and he wanted to guarantee that he'd have a shot of it. And those teams that said no, A, didn't want the backlash of bringing him in during that time, and B, weren't going to guarantee him that he was going to be the starter. So that's why he didn't sign for a portion of that time.
It was A all along. They didn't want the pig socks. They didn't want the protests. They didn't want people saying, that's it. I'm done with them. I'm burning my jersey. Come on down to my insert team name here, jersey burning party this weekend.
It was
seen as un-American, Curtis.
It is. I totally agree. But just going back to the Shannon and Skip comparing Cam Newton to Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, Drew Brees is the all-time leader in completion percentage at 67.6%.
There's no comparison.
Peyton Manning is 65.3% career passer. He's under 60%.
Okay, his rushing prowess? What about his rushing touchdowns?
How about the fact that Cam Newton was the best goal line back of the decade and has more rushing touchdowns in his career than any Patriots running back ever? Ever.
How about this? How long into our first interview with Cam Newton before Nick throws out there that he lives in Newton?
Oh, boy.
How about you don't know physically if he's going to be able to do the job or not? How about you don't know? I mean, you don't know what the two injuries, mm-hmm. what the effect of those is going to be.
The Patriots have no idea what his medical evals are.
I think needed it.
They are pretty confident that he's going to be able to do the job.
Okay, however, their medical team like way ahead of the rest of the league? Nobody else was capable of an MRI and a little checkup.
So you think the rest of the NFL doesn't want to win?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where they would not bring in the most important player for their roster, the quarterback position.
We're being naive if we don't think they take into consideration everything about every player when they sign them. Everything.
Right.
And there's been a lot of Instagram videos lately that have turned people off around here in the media already. So obviously backlash to Cam Newton for some reason.
What does that have to do with old white guys running NFL teams?
So possibly you have to consider the possibility that there was some owner somewhere who said, I don't know, it's too much trouble. I don't want this. I don't want Instagram videos.
Oh, no. The Boston media has been turned off by Cam Newton's social media histrionics. Oh, no. Wherever will he go for approval?
But what has he done that would be such a turnoff to teams?
Nothing to me. I don't know.
Well, no, but if you're gonna be Skip or Shannon and say this, you have to tell me what he has done that has turned off aging white racists.
Well, Curtis is not aging, but he ripped his outfit earlier today pretty hard for me.
Okay. Playing the role of Wiggy, we have Ken today. But the fact is that it's pretty crappy for those guys to sit there on that platform. I know they don't have a lot of viewers, but it's still a national TV show saying that the parents of decision makers in the NFL were racist.
Right.
And then implicitly or subliminally, the GMs then took on that racism, and that's why they judge certain quarterbacks.
Right.
Yet over 70% of those players that are drafted in the NFL right. are African-American.
And
so they're not racist when they draft them at other positions, but right. they are at quarterback.
And also, being racist is more important to them than winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
So they passed on Cam Newton, who they thought could win them a Super Bowl because they don't like his antics because they're racist.
That's not what I said, but there's a nuance here. It's a possible part of the equation. For you to not consider that is just ridiculous.
But I think it's far more to do with NFL people being stuck in their ways and not accepting the Lamar Jacksons of the world when he was at 32 for the Ravens to be drafted. I use an analogy like this. Wes Welker was available for nothing from the Dolphins because he wasn't viewed as a contributing factor in an NFL offense. They bring him in. He totally redoes the slot position, has a great, possibly Hall of Fame career. He was a white little wide receiver who was probably looked over because he didn't fit the mold of other wide receivers.
What he signed for?
$1 million. Nothing.
Wes Welker wasn't available for nothing. Belichick had such faith in him. He overpaid and offered a second round pick, and he came here because Belichick saw the potential in him. People didn't pass on Cam Newton because they were afraid of a big, tall, handsome, flamboyant, loud African-American man coming in and unsettling the peace or disturbing the locker room. It's because Cam Newton has an unorthodox style of play. Sure, is an unorthodox human, but is a huge brand and could be a huge boon for your team. He's banged up.
Welker signed a two-year, $12 million deal with the Broncos in 2013.
Right. When he got to the Patriots, he was a nobody, Ken. That's my point. He was overlooked. The entire NFL overlooked him.
Oh my God.
He had done nothing at that point.
There was nowhere for Cam Newton to go.
He was a special teamer.
Ken, can you name three other teams that legitimately could have brought him in?
I was just going to say, name three other teams that would be better off with Cam Newton.
The Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins.
The please shut and up.
So
are you nuts?
If you're the Dolphins,
Oh yeah, Sam Darnold wowed the world last year.
So the Dolphins, So the Dolphins are going to waste a pick with Tua and then bring Cam Newton in?
Sure. Yeah, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, by the way, beat the Patriots in December and can be the veteran mentor to Tua Tagovailoa, taking over this year. But please, let's bring in Cam.
Wiggy's on the hotline. He said it's Tagovailoa.
Mrs. Wiggins loves
I'm sorry. Although a texter says that Ken and Fitzy are winning this argument. So I don't think they're on the same side, though.
We're not.
It's a burner phone.
there's your audience in a nutshell.
I mean, Tua Tagovailoa.
Maybe he's talking about the Kaepernick argument.
Mm.
Maybe, or she is talking about that, but I think
the NFL owners have no racial bias.
I'm sure there may be some who do. Do you believe that the NFL owners there's a general manager who's saying, listen, I can go out and get Cam Newton for a couple million bucks plus, you know, $4 million in incentives. And there's an owner that's interjecting and saying, sorry, I don't want the guy,
mm-hmm.
that one particular player, because he's black.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Society of Donald Sterling again. We shall keep the successful African-Americans out of this league,
How many black coaches are there? How many black GMs are there?
Oh, my God. The league's
record is evident for everybody to see.
Ken, he could have maybe started in Jacksonville, but who would want to go to that teal and black colored dumpster fire with armpit sweat? There's nowhere else for him to have gone. Maybe the Chargers.
There's a million backup jobs where you paid more than $1 million.
But he didn't want to be a backup.
We don't know that.
I think
he's
we all
said that.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about genealogy, the 23andMe. I think we do that on all GMs in the NFL. We find their grandparents, and we really get to the bottom of the racism in the NFL.
Don't you think other teams looked at the Panthers moving on from him and made some sort of a determination based on that? But as Nick was pointing out, Belichick happens to be a guy who likes, like, a veteran reclamation project.
Always. That's what he does. You bring him into Foxborough, you fix him, you make him just as good as new, if not better than before. They go get paid somewhere else. Belichick benefits for it. He gets a compensatory pick, which he somehow turns into 7 fourth-rounders later on. Are we missing the past 20 years?
Now he's a reclamation project.
Yes,
you guys,
you don't
Fitzy,
see. You,
Fitzy thinks they're going to be 12-4, and now Cam Newton's a reclamation project.
I said
project.
A 11-5, and B. Yes, he is a. How is he not a reclamation project?
You've not been excited about Cam Newton.
Of course I am, because I see the potential in Cam Newton. Drink if he's healthy, Ken. If he's
healthy. So you think he's not healthy? You question the Patriots' medical
team? No, I have Ken, if he can sustain the rigors of an NFL season, not to mention all the harumphing of Boston sports media that's not going to enjoy him. I'm just a sad Cam Newton coming in hoping to be able to win a couple games for Coach Belichick.
Well, has that not happened? I mean, did you find that insignificant, that there's been significant backlash from the Boston media?
Significant backlash. It's really not significant backlash
I was
at all.
Listening.
It's you, it's Fourier, it's Felger, it's Maz.
I was listening yesterday when you were on with OMF.
Yes.
And Foyer's going into this whole thing about how Cam Newton has his own production company. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be dragging cameras out on the field with him. And what a crisis that is going to be. And he's getting that all based off one conversation that the guy had. And I never once heard Christian say anything about Tom Brady's production mm-hmm. company.
Right.
Or about Tom versus time, and about what a distraction that was for everybody.
Well, he and Ordway were getting their spanks in a bunch over the fact that, like, Brady, just did a little bit of stuff, and it was always in the car and outside of the stadium, and they were using stock NFL film footage.
A little bit of
footage.
Stuff. He insisted that his snake oil salesman fly on the plane, the team plane with him everywhere they went.
God, where was this, Greg, last summer? My God.
I mean, wow.
What an embarrassing 180. Talk about briefed.
Today on Greg Arrabbiata.
I know how to upset Curtis.
I mean, were you walking around handing out those Davio's gift cards from Patriot Place?
Say something bad about Tom Brady and you ruined Curtis's day.
That's Arrabbiata.
And now Brady's got a production company in L.A., Greg. But
why is everybody assuming, that before he even gets here, that Cam Newton is going to be disrupting the entire place with his, productions, with his YouTube channel, with whatever it
is. Because for 20 years, Greg, you and Patriots fans have told me that is how you win. That the Patriots get introduced as a team in Super Bowl 36, first time ever happened. That changed the culture. The Patriot way is 53 guys with one mission to win a title. So then now we have someone that comes in and totally does things somewhat differently than that. The same fans are saying, yeah, this is the way you do it.
Well, you're talking about a guy who hasn't been indoctrinated into the Patriot way yet.
Right. And I don't think Ken mentioned Felger and Maz and Christian and Glenn. I don't think people have said, I don't like the move. I think people have commented on his behavior since he arrived.
Just like NFL executives would comment on his behavior before signing him.
Everybody is suggesting that Bill Belichick is not going to be able to stand what he is doing on social media or elsewhere.
Obviously, Belichick has not watched any of his videos or has no idea who Cam Newton is, even though he's long rumored to have been enamored with his talent. Actually, Greg, Ken, roll that montage you put together of all the Panthers teammates who said Cam Newton is a bad teammate and submarine the team with his behavior. Go ahead.
I think he's a good guy. I give the Patriots credit for signing him. I wanted them to sign him. To their credit, they did. Well, 31 other teams passed on him. Why? And he's making $1 million? That doesn't get you to scratch your head?
Right. I don't think he's that good.
He has the potential to make $7 million.
He's going to make five at best. I think we can.
It's pretty likely that he makes five.
And 100.
Based on starts.
Yes.
And is this racist NFL? Today at 4 p.m., Dak Prescott, an African-American quarterback, is going to make $31 million on a franchise tag.
Does Dak have the same reputation Cam does off the field?
I have no idea.
How many videos have you seen of Cam Newton fighting people in a parking lot? Because I've watched one Dak Prescott fight in a parking lot drunk. But that's okay. What do I know?
Didn't Dak have some kind of illegal COVID birthday party or something?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Shut it down.
Super spreader formation.
Shut it down. All right. We will get to the news with Danielle coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can go online at northeastmenshealth.com to learn more.
There's a controversy brewing in Walpole over a little thing that people are familiar with that has had a change made to it. So are you familiar with Dog Rock?
No.
Okay. There's a Dog Rock. It's a painted boulder. Looks like a dog's face. And someone added a face mask to the dogs.
This is one of those rocks that's been painted forever or something?
Correct. It's the unofficial landmark of Walpole. For 18 years, people, a few different residents in Walpole have been touching up. They mulch around the rock. They take care of it. You know, it's like a thing to see.
Yeah.
It's on public property right through by a cut through on Plimpton Street. So somebody had put a mask on the dog's face to represent the coronavirus pandemic. And on Saturday, that was undone. Okay, so Joey Dugdale is the person that had put the mask on. On Saturday, somebody took the mask off, and they put a different version of the dog face on there. Mm-hmm. So people are like, who's touching our rock?
Yeah.
What's going on with our boulder?
Right.
This is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Boren grew up less than a mile from Dog Rock and said he's going to repaint the rock every time he sees a mask put on it.
I will be here every time the mask is painted on it. I will change it back. Dogs can't even catch coronavirus.
Are dogs supposed to be wearing masks? What's the latest
Danielle's
guidance on that?
Danielle's the animal expert with COVID. She's got several leads regarding that.
Pudge has a mask.
Does he?
Yep.
That's adorable. I don't have any masks on my dogs, but, you know, we are able to maintain social butt distancing from other dogs.
Oh, good. That's good.
So that's important. That's very important.
Yeah, that's key.
Good news for those of you living in the city. The Burgermeister has extended the paper bag provision through September. So no plastic bags will be able to be used throughout the city if necessary at retail shops and establishments within Boston. The mayor spoke yesterday and said that the city is in a position to control its own destiny.
But we all have the ability to influence on what happens. We all must accept that responsibility. We've been saying it from the very beginning. In Boston and Bostonians, you've been doing an incredible job. We've worked our way into a strong position to control our own destiny here in Boston by precautions that we have taken. But as soon as we stop doing that work and taking those precautions, we are at risk of moving backwards.
We must not have any fun until 2021.
I don't even think we can have it then.
No hockey. Fun till 21.
Canadian hockey?
Mm-hmm. Egg? Mm-hmm. Vice President Mike Pence yesterday insisted that the country's schools need to reopen to in-person instruction for students coming this fall. He appeared at Louisiana State University, and he said that the country is in a much better position today to deal with the coronavirus pandemic.
We are in a much better position today to deal with this pandemic. We're here to support your efforts to get our kids back on great campuses like this one, to get our kids back into the classroom. It's the right thing to do for our young people. It's also the right thing to do for working families who have faced a tremendous burden during the course of this four-month pandemic. And it's the right thing to do for Americans.
Meanwhile, you have teachers saying that they don't want to risk their lives when it comes to going back to teaching kids.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a starting school board in the studio instead of a starting quarterback board, where would you be on Massachusetts kids being in classrooms in September?
I don't see it.
You don't?
I don't see it. I think that they would like to get back in there, but I think that as the next month and a half rolls along, I'd be shocked to see
happen. They'll be back
you
in
think so?
just 2 days a week. That's my guess.
No.
2 days a week. No?
No.
I mean, you look how pissed off. Look how the Orange County, California Board of Education said that remote learning was an utter failure, and they voted to have the kids back in school with no social distancing and no masks because when it comes to the potential for learning anything at home, it's virtually non-existent. And I guess, in their opinion, the damage that's done to kids by not being around other kids, not socializing, not doing all that stuff, is worse than the potential damage for them that could be done by going to school.
I would say, but isn't it not the kids that we're worried about? Isn't it the fact that they're just going to be like silent spreaders and they're going to come home?
Bring it home to grandma.
Right.
But, Greg, I think...
Can't people just keep grandma away from the kids when they come home from school?
No, it's not always possible.
Grandma's going to be upstairs watching Boston sports media, pissing and moaning about Cam Newton anyway.
Right. But, I think the real issue here is that I look at towns like, in Metro West, good school systems, and how difficult it was for those teachers in the top school districts in the country. Think about how awful this was in the cities and in the very bad districts around here, because... it was really tough with all the resources of very good school systems, so I can only imagine how big of a disaster it was in other places in the country.
But if the class sizes are big anyway, how are you supposed to get kids to only 2 days a week? So, in other words, you have 2 days a week, social distancing.
Yep. You get the A team and the B team, like Ken suggested.
I mean, that's ridiculous, too.
Wipe down brigades. That was your original idea.
That's what OG Kim Jong-un has.
2 days, two in, other half of the school comes in for two, and then Friday is everyone learns from home / lesson prep, lesson prep / wipe down brigade.
Well, Wednesday, the whole state is just a Wiggy Wednesday. Everybody just hangs out.
That actually, there's not a single parent who lives in Brooklyn, West Virginia, Florida, who said, oh, remote learning was a total smash in our house. It's a disaster for everybody. It's an absolute nightmare. Everyone's hair is gray. Everyone's exhausted. No one wants to go through it again this fall. Not to mention the fact, if you have a normal job, Greg, you're cooked.
Well, no,
you're
that's the problem, you know, remote learning, whatever. But the parents have to go back to work. But I suspect that there are some people that don't want parents to go back to work. Like Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She said yesterday that teachers should not have to choose between, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, work and death.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Hillary Clinton wants everybody to be back at work and the economy to be back to functioning come September?
Second week of November.
Yep.
Second week of November.
This will all be back in
September. Was it Patrick Wallace? Was it give me employment or give me death?
But I honestly think, though, you look at this, some districts are doing, in a last-ditch attempt to get the class learning, is they're going through in-class studying, is they're going through the teachers who are least at risk to sort of get those that don't have children of their own that are at risk and that don't have other people in their life that are going to be
very ill. But then you have people like that guy who called last week or the week before who's 61, 62 years old, whatever, and he said he shouldn't have to sacrifice his career and not be able to teach because other teachers are able to go in the school and he doesn't want to go in the school.
And at the risk of getting in trouble for this, but, I mean, we have people that work at Shaw's and Star Market who are at the front line of fighting this.
Right,
and
teenagers.
They're teenagers who are risking getting sick, but our teachers can't.
All right.
President Trump's niece, Mary, has done her first interview. She has the book that's out, Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. Now, she is the daughter of Donald Trump's brother, Fred Trump Jr., and she did an interview with ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos. It's an exclusive, and she talks about what her recommendation for the president is.
And if you're in the Oval Office today, what would you say to him?
Resign.
Resign. New normal.
Geez, family like that, who needs enemies?
I mean, you really don't.
Does she have anything of interest to say in the book other than the fact that, you know, the family was all about making money? And, I mean, have you heard any interesting tidbit whatsoever from the book?
Some interesting lies from Trump and how he commented on her appearance about how she was stacked or something like that. That was the big takeaway to me. He walks by and was like, oh, you filled out.
And if we tweet up, if we...
I'll find the exact quote.
Do you believe this stuff?
If you look at this video, Greg, when she says resign, George Stephanopoulos does a huge fist pump.
You look like a nice hot stack of pancakes. Should have brought butter and syrup to this party.
Ken, do you believe like this stuff?
What, now you're she's calling like Mary Trump a liar?
No, she's like a bitter family member. Didn't he shut her off or suggest that her father shut her off or something when it came to her allowance or her trust fund or whatever it is? Okay,
you know Trump. Is it beyond capable that he would comment on his
He commented
appearance?
On his own daughter, for crying
right,
out loud.
Right.
But he'd want to date her.
Sort of. Uh-huh. You can take that.
The two big adjective takeaways from her interview were unfit and overwhelmed. I think we've known a few people that were overwhelmed here in the program.
Here's the exact quote. Holy bleep, Mary, you're stacked.
Wow.
When she was 29 and wearing a bathing suit.
Okay. Yeah. What was this? Was it like a family reunion or like where do we have any details on where this happened?
I believe it was in Mar-a-Lago.
It was at a subway.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It was at Mar-a-Lago. Of course. That's what he's doing down there, commenting on his niece's physical
appearance. Marla Maples witnessed it. Let's get her on the record.
Okay. Get her on the show. Right. World of Beer, an eatery in West Hartford, Connecticut, has stopped selling a beer that looks like it's clad in a KKK kind of robe style thing. The beer is jacketed in like a white paper kind of thing, and it's twisted at the top, and it has two little black eyes on it.
Okay.
But it looks like it could be interpreted, I guess, as a KKK robe. Okay.
Well, couldn't it also be interpreted as a wrapping for a beer bottle?
Or a ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
However.
Yeah.
Some social media backlash happened when a black man and his white friend were presented last week with the bottle at the restaurant and then subsequently posted a negative review of the restaurant saying it was disgusting that they were serving something like that. The restaurant has issued a statement. They said, "We've pulled this beer from further sale. Please accept our apologies for the lapse in judgment in serving. While we can't speak for the intent of the brewer, the visual representation does not have a place at our establishment." The beer was created by Yellow Belly and brewed in collaboration with a Swedish brewery and a UK brewery.
So what do they do? Just
Nick gives it 4 out of 5.
What are they, throwing away all of the beer that they brewed
now? I'm not sure.
And the packaging and everything?
I don't know. Maybe they'll just get rid of the exterior packaging.
Instead of Wagen.
Yes.
It looks like a Klan robe on the beer bottle.
A little bit.
Is it hoppy?
It's DDH, bro.
Have you seen the Ghislaine Maxwell courtroom sketch? It was done by the same artist as the infamous Tom Brady courtroom sketch. Mm. And it basically is right along the same lines. Really doesn't look much like Ghislaine.
No, it doesn't look much like her. She was crying yesterday.
She was upset yesterday. She was denied bail. No bail for you. That was by a federal judge. She will remain in jail pending trial. She pleaded not guilty at her bail hearing in Manhattan federal court. Her lawyer had sought to get her released on $5 million bond. They say that because she poses a substantial flight risk, no bail for you. The judge said the risk is simply too great. They noted her wealth, her citizenship in Britain and France, other international ties, and her lack of strong family or business connections in the U.S. and said, nope, you'll get nothing and like it.
And she's married. I don't know if you saw that or not. They're not revealing who her spouse is, but she has married.
Really?
Yes.
Eddie?
I saw, it was interesting. Do you remember her being at a Patriots event or at Patriot Place? I was watching the ABC News last night, and they were showing these photos of her.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, she was standing in front of like a step and repeat for that had the Patriots logo and Patriot Place on it. Was she friendly with anybody down there?
Ernie Adams?
I don't
Maybe she's part of the whole syndicate. Maybe she helps them get all the info.
I saw yesterday there was a great, my favorite network in the world, 60 Minutes Australia, did a 30-minute piece updated on Ghislaine Maxwell.
And that's excellent.
Awesome.
I've watched that. But you don't get that here for some reason.
Why? What is going on with 60 Minutes America?
I don't know.
Why is everything good in Australia?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the really good, like the COVID shows and the
have
really good stuff
excellent.
Has been 60
about
Minutes
about the Chinese doctors that disappeared, the whistleblowers, they were all over that?
Yeah. All right, what else, Danielle?
The curator at San Francisco's Museum of Modern Art has been forced to resign after a comment that was made at the end of a meeting. They were discussing implementing more diversity within the artists represented at the Museum of Modern Art. And at the end of the meeting, Gary Garrels, the longtime chief curator, said, "Don't worry, we'll definitely still continue to collect white artists."
Okay.
He then went on to refer to avoiding the acquisition of work by white male artists as reverse discrimination.
Okay.
Thus, a petition was signed by a group of former museum employees, which demanded his immediate resignation, calling it non-negotiable.
And he gave in?
He did give in. He's been with the museum since 1993, issued a statement of apology. He said...
1993?
1993. He said, I realized almost as soon as I used the term reverse discrimination, this is an offensive term and it was an extremely poor choice of words on my part.
So he resigned because he used the term?
Mm-hmm.
Because he said there might be white artists?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been there?
Since 1993.
What's that, 20, what's that, 20?
25 plus 27 years. 27 years.
Wow.
What is going on?
I know.
Should buy an NFL team.
How do they feel about Cam?
He hated Cam.
Yeah. After 28 years.
Team wrecker.
All right. Anything else?
Let's see. I believe that was it.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Larry the Lawyer coming up at 8:15 with Ask an Attorney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.